Hey, Startup Hustle listeners, before we get into today's episode, I've got some exciting news to share. If you've enjoyed the insights and stories here at Startup Hustle, you're going to love what we have in store at our brand new podcast called Product Driven. I've always described myself as a product guy first, entrepreneur, software engineer, but really a product guy. I love building products. Many people struggle, though, with how to take a product idea and build a tech product, while software engineers struggle to understand the business side of things and they just don't see the big picture. My new podcast, Product Driven, is about that gap between business and the tech side of building software. It's designed for startup founders, tech leaders, software engineers, and anyone who loves tech and startups. Thank you for being part of this community. Enjoy this episode of Startup Hustle, and please subscribe to Product Driven in your podcast app, and you can also check it out on YouTube. Thank you so much.
And we're back for another episode of Startup Hustle, a podcast for entrepreneurs by entrepreneurs. If you want to start, own, or build a business, then you're in the right place. We bring you the real truth about what it's like to take something from concept to launch. From growth, innovation, experience, failing, or winning big, we've got you covered. So let's get down to business with another episode of Startup Hustle, brought to you by Fullscale.io. And we're back for another episode of Startup Hustle. Matt DeCourcy here with a whole lot of different people. Matt Watson, Andrew Morgans, and Lauren Conaway. Hi, kids.
What up?
We are here for a very special reason before I reveal what that is. And you probably already figured it out by the title of the episode, but today's episode of Startup Hustle is brought to you by Fullscale.io, helping you build a development team quickly and affordably. Go to fullscale.io for more info. We want to talk to you about helping you win. It is our 2 millionth download. How many is 2 million, Matt? Spell it out for us. Draw it up.
It's 2 with a bunch of zeros behind it. And does that make us multimillionaires now?
Yep. Yes.
Perfect. Yes.
Andrew, do you agree that Matt has accurate data, at least about what 2 million is?
Yes.
No problem. Okay. So we're going to try to pull this off. For those of you listening, we are so used to recording with one other person that we tried to establish some rules on how to make this episode not suck. Still TBD. We'll get that figured out. Now, look, so much about this episode is commemorative, and it's coming at a really, really interesting time because we just made it into the top 25 of all time entrepreneurship podcasts on Apple.
Wow. That's pretty crazy.
That's amazing.
I think we need to just, like, I want to personally say thank you to anyone and everyone that has paid attention to anything we're doing. We know and understand that you literally have an infinite amount of things that you can choose to spend your time, energy, and focus on. And if you are going to spend it paying attention to anything that we do, we really are humbled by it. It means so much to us, especially when we get messages like in the Startup Hustle chat. We had a 69-year-old new tech entrepreneur make a comment in there the other day saying, "You guys have been, we are his digital guides." And he started back at episode 1 and he's made it up to 65. Now, hopefully we don't get to the 3 millionth download by the time he gets up to this episode. But thank you for listening. Matt, I'll pass the mic over to you. What would you like to say to all the hustlers out there?
I mean, you know, it's crazy to think back to when we first started doing this and we had one little crappy mic and we just sat around it to this amazing, beautiful podcast studio that we had that was even more beautiful when you left the country. And then when you came back to the country in a pandemic, we never used it one time. This like immaculate podcast.
Well, explain further. You guys dressed it up when I was in
We made it all fancy.
Made it all look pretty and never got to use it one time after that. Yeah.
Never got
By the way, that same microphone that we said was shitty and maybe we shouldn't, That is Lauren Conaway's microphone.
Now. I was about to ask anything, but I got the ass-tastic hand-me-down. So thank you for that, gentlemen.
Are you kidding me? That thing should be gold-plated. It should be gold-plated.
It should be in the museum.
Someday it's going to be like in a museum or something like that. On loan from Lauren Conaway, and I'm going to be like, that's right. That's,
totally.
Everybody needs to be part of this experience.
I want to give a shout-out for Johnny, who works behind the scenes relentlessly to do a lot of this. So I'm going to give a special shout out to Johnny.
And how about you, good old Jessica Powell?
Jessica freaking Powell
making it happen. Yeah.
And I Joey keeps me on the straight and narrow, my friends. Like the whole
Joey, Eric, Mitch, Jessica, Johnny. I mean, guys and girls. We wouldn't be able to do this without any of them. We are so helpless and helpless. Like
Jessica gets more texts from me than my mom, for sure.
Well, hey, let's keep this mic rolling around. Lauren, do you want to say anything to everyone out there just as we approach this 2 millionth download?
I mean, you guys have already covered it really well, but definitely a thank you to the Full Scale team. Definitely thank yous to all of the folks who take time out of their busy schedules to listen to us. But I also really, really want to thank you guys, Matt Squared. That's what I call it. I know you don't love it, but too bad. But, you know, I'm going to speak for Andrew a little bit when I say that, you know, Andrew and I kind of came into the game later. You guys started this thing, you got the traction going, and then you invited us in. And now we get to be a part of incredible show with this incredible team. And, you know, I'm just extraordinarily grateful, you know, grateful to everybody because it's been such a cool experience. And I think that we do really important work to shine a light on what entrepreneurship is really like. So, you know, thank you, Matt and Matt, for taking us on this journey.
Boom.
Mr. Morgans?
Yeah.
You guys. How do you follow that?
You should put me in front of Lauren next time.
I will. Noted.
No, but honestly, the podcast has been, I'm going to say, even just say like what it really means to me is like, you know, the pandemic happened. I was like speaking a lot, traveling a lot, which I was really pursuing just as, you know, e-commerce, Amazon thought leader, trying to move around the country and get a chance to network. And a lot of that was shut down. And so the podcast turned into that for me in a lot of ways. And, you know, I never really thought of myself as being a host. I was a guest around that microphone a few times in the old room and, you know, started out
a regular.
I was a regular guest and I had a lot of fun in there. But now to be on the other side of it. And I think what I didn't expect was just how many awesome people I've gotten to meet with and network with because of this show. I would have, you know, as an Amazon e-commerce, like marketing agency, typically when you're talking to people, you're selling them on, you know, what you do. The conversations are based around, hey, this is how we can help you or these are your problems. Let's see how we can fix them. And, the podcast has been an opportunity to just get to meet all different types of people and founders without that kind of sales need, that sales conversation, instead just like very conversational. And honestly, it's inspired me since I've been on the podcast. Getting to talk to so many awesome people has really just fueled me since being a host here. So thanks to all of the guests that have been here that share their stories. Thanks to all our listeners. Wouldn't be here without you.
Yeah, I think we got to thank the guests. Like there's been hundreds of them. You know, we're coming up on our 700th episode and that's another stat. Now, okay, Andrew, so I don't have to set you up to talk after the eloquent Miss Conaway. I'll ask you first. Andrew, do you know how many episodes of Startup Hustle have been published with you as the host?
Less than 100, more than 50. I don't know.
That is like a terrible answer. That's,
I don't know.
It's definitely more than 50 because you and I came on around the same time and we've been doing this for like a year. So you and I probably have a comparable amount of episodes. So I'm going to say 64.
Andrew, you are at 55 and Lauren at 59. Okay. You guys started on July 28th of 2020 for Andrew. And July 30th of 2020 for Lauren. Lauren, the reason you have more than Andrew is because you have done several of the top city startups with me.
Huh.
talking about, you know,
I love those episodes.
And that's, you know, that's another thing, you know, that's been a really fun thing and something we've branched out upon and trying to reach out and like highlight entrepreneurship in a lot of different cities and a lot of different things. So, Mr. Watson, you have been on hundreds. We didn't even count. We can't count that high. We can't count as high as how many episodes that you've been on. But I'm curious if you know which episode that you and I have done together in the last year has the most downloads.
Was it the one about selling Stackify?
Nope.
No.
The sex one, for sure, the sex one.
No, no. What to expect as a startup founder? Yeah.
Did I miss an episode about Matt and I and sex? You guys had some sex coach or something on.
Okay. I just feel like this is always the one that ends.
You have a good point. Now, look, I want to point something out. So at about 750,000 downloads, we finally realized, we're like, oh shit, we should probably get something that is a little more suited to this kind of production. So we actually have stats that are divided on two different sheets. So some of these questions and answers are in the last year and a half when we switched platforms for calculating downloads. But yes, it was What to Expect as a Startup Founder, Matt, part two of our 52-part series that is currently moving right now. Okay,
nice.
Andrew, what do you think your most popular episode is from your 55 episode catalog?
Honestly, I'm always surprised what other people find interesting. Like, and I haven't listened to all my episodes. I know I need to do that more. So I'm not even sure which one I think we like rocked it on. I do know whenever I get done with an episode, I'm like, damn, we killed that one. You know, you just know when you just have this guest and you're just like flowing, you're getting after it. Which one do I think has the most downloads?
And why he thinks about that, Lauren, just so you know, I'm going to ask you the same question in less than 10 seconds.
I am already ruminating on it, for sure.
The crypto one. Is it the crypto one?
It is not. It is the episode about telling your product's story.
Okay.
August 18th, 2020. Congratulations. Ooh. Lauren, what do you think yours is? I'll give you a hint.
August 18th, 2020. I just started. I was bad then, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry, July 28th. There's some notes here about that too. Okay. It says unlistenable. Lauren, your most popular episode actually is somewhat related in theme to Andrew's.
Now I'm totally going to forget the guest, but we did that episode about branding and storytelling with the sales. I can't remember her name. I was going to guess Wendy Gillies, honestly, because is it one that's like earlier on as well?
Yeah. Yeah. Now, keep in mind, in fairness to the stats, the more time these things are alive, the more opportunity people have to listen to them.
Yeah.
Theoretically. So older episodes.
That's where I was going to go.
Yeah. Yeah. It is actually crafting a message with Tanya McKenzie on August 6th, 2020. Now, in fairness to the stats, like we said, like so the most popular episode in the history of Startup Hustle is episode one.
Rightfully so.
Just because inherently people want to go back to it. Now, Matt, that is our worst episode, without a doubt. Like I've actually considered going back and recording an intro that's like that literally says this. So you're the person that went back to episode one. Let me just tell you, we get better at this, I promise. Bear with us or skip forward like a year and a half.
You should.
Now with that, Matt, this is just an opinion. What do you guys think my most popular episode is in our modern analytics platform? It's Becoming a Leader with Rick Jordan. Also from August of 2020.
Damn, that's a hot year.
But it isn't the long. So here's the thing, as the shows continue to grow in popularity, we get a lot of people like the guy I mentioned earlier that is going back through the catalog and they listen. So some of the older episodes, like episode one before, and the old analytics platform just alone had like 15,000 downloads and was like king over all of them. And then it's kind of like Enron stock now. It like really drops off a cliff. Damn. So speaking of dropping off a cliff and not having a great episode, there has easily been a time where you might remember an episode that didn't go well or something happened. Mr. Watson, I'm going to let you lead here. What was your worst episode?
Well, actually, my favorite
episode. Should I answer this?
I'm going to say my favorite episode, which you probably thought was the worst episode, was the one about acronyms.
No, that was not your worst, but that was your filthiest.
Okay, for sure. So then it had to be the one where we...
Wait, I need to hear more.
We did a business. We felt like, okay, we were sitting in our office and we were talking.
Oh,
and we're like,
God,
why are there so many fucking acronyms in business? And what do they all mean? So we decided to make a list and define like 100 of them, except for anything that was remotely filthy. Watson was just alluding to like, and by the way, Matt, ATM is not anytime money, as I guessed. But you alluding to other things that it could be. Yes. Yeah. Anyway, don't listen to that episode around your kids.
So you're probably going to say the worst episode had to do with the food trucks and picking the types of food trucks or something.
It had nothing to do with that. It had to do with the fact that you were drunk.
That was one of my favorites.
How is that not the best episode?
I thought it was really awesome. Yeah. I thought it was great too. I don't know if it was, it wasn't great. It wasn't great if you go back and listen to it, because Watson giggles for about half of the episode.
I love
that. But we had a lot of fun. And it's funny because we've overwhelmingly had great reviews for this show, but when we get one stars, they seem to reference that episode. And so speaking of which, if you're a longtime listener, go give us that fifth star. We are so bad about asking for that. But I'm not going to say what I don't really have necessarily a worst episode, but I do. So we are famous for publishing this thing, warts and all. We hit record and then we hit stop. And we try in every bit of power we have to not stop the recording and not make our team have to edit it, right? It's fast, it's easy, but occasionally things happen. And when I think about like my worst episode, like when it came to just everything, it was with Courtney Bradley, who is a interior decorator. And I had a coughing fit. Not once, but twice in the middle. Like I thought I might, like I had to legitimately like trim out. We had to edit out a full minute of the episode. And this poor girl, she's looking at me like I think she thought I might die. Like I thought I might die, but I couldn't stop coughing and I thought I had it. And then we started the recording again and I started coughing again. Like the mute button wasn't going to fix this, none of it. So we had to edit out several minutes of that. And when I look back and like, that was my biggest struggle. What about you guys? How about Lauren?
Well, so I too had a situation where, and I think it was Sarah Tucker, the sales cheerleader. I think it was her episode, but I actually posted about this on social media because I was so embarrassed because I had the exact same situation happen where I like choked on my own spit. And so I couldn't stop like hacking and gagging. And Sarah's like, are you okay? And like, you know, I did what I'm supposed to do. Like I notated the timestamp and I was like, and I'm like sitting here, like choking up a lung, trying to stop so that I can tell the team, like you need to edit out from here to here. But that was super embarrassing. Cause like she was looking at me like, are you okay? Are you dying? I need to like call 911. What jurisdiction are you in? Like that kind of thing. I mean, I don't know that I had any really bad episodes. I think I absolutely agree with Andrew. Like there, when you have a really, really good guest on, you get to like a vibe and a flow, right? Where it's like, you can just tell that the pattern, the discussion that's going on between the two of you is totally organic and natural and fun and informative and like all of those amazing things. My bad episodes tended to not air. Like I think I had that one that, and I can't remember the name.
It was so bad I didn't make it.
Yeah, it was so bad.
I remember that. Yeah, we don't have to call people out, but I'm going to a little bit because I remembered one. I have one I didn't publish too because I got this guy on the show, and I did the intro, and I remember this, like, for those of you listening, we have like a little counter or a clock that we can see. So the intro, I was in and out of that in under a minute, and I asked this guy, I was like, "Hey, welcome to Startup Hustle." This dude started talking and he didn't stop talking till like the 24th minute. It didn't even make sense. Like it was like really incoherent. Like it was not good.
And we're not giggly.
Only episode I've thrown in the trash. I remember yours. We won't have to call people out. And look, we're all very open-minded, but one of the things is the show's about entrepreneurship. So if you engage into too many topics that are way off of that, like we may question it. There may have been a couple hundred mentions of Jesus in yours.
Yeah. And the thing is, like, I don't even mind, but like at one point I actually
he's the most successful franchise owner ever. I mean,
that's what I was thinking. 200th
episode.
I was like, he's straight up entrepreneur in my book.
For me, like, if it works for you as a startup founder, if you know your belief in Jesus, like, cool, knock yourself out. But yeah, it was like
the 200th mention success.
Insane.
Yeah.
So that was just real weird. But yeah, I mean, most of the guests that I've had, like, I love talking to these folks. Like, these are really smart people who know what they're on about. So I can't think of too many bad ones that made it to air. I'm interested to hear Andrew's worst episode.
Yeah, Andrew, do you have bloopers? What do you got?
Guys, I just block out all my failures. So you know, I just can't remember.
Well, it's a good thing we documented them and shared them with the worldwide audience.
If I had to choose, I will say it would probably be on me, not my guests. Like, because if you're the host and you should be able to, if you're asking good enough questions, you can get like something out of anyone, right? So it's obviously a lot easier if you just are flowing, but if they're not and they're not real talkative, it's on you to kind of pull that out. I would just say sometimes like preparation on the guests before I get in there. I can think of two times. I'm not going to name any names because I want everyone to listen to all the episodes. But, you know, it was like just coming in like and then that person just being pretty dry. And like, man, I wish I would have had more questions. I think it was before we even got to like where we had some prompts, like if we got stuck with the guests and there just wasn't a lot to talk about. We have like a set list now that we can go to. And before then, I was just like, well, this date's going well, you know, kind of just like trying to move it along, trying to find something. I'm like, you did want to be here, right? You know,
Watson and I recorded one. And after the guy walked out the doors, when we still did it in person, Watson looked at me and said, "Is that the most boring guy in America?" Like,
He's in Kansas City somewhere. So
yes, you're out there, buddy. Who are you?
No, it's been great. I don't think we've trashed any, you know, there's probably some audio ones but I don't remember. I would have to ask Johnny.
So yeah, I mean, overall, I think it's gone really smooth, but yeah, there's occasional things. And sometimes it's challenging because, you know, you never know what you're going to get. For those of you listening, most of the time with the guests, especially now, we don't know them before they've been on. Like and this is what's kind of interesting. So if you've listened to the entire catalog, there was one point, like up through several hundred episodes, where 100% of our guests, except for one show, were all from Kansas City.
Yep.
And we made one, and that was like, and we had some really great people. And let's do a quick roundtable because, Matt, who are some of your favorite KC guests? Like, I mean, I'll go ahead and throw Sandy Kemper out there because we know he was awesome. But who are some other folks that?
Yoda. Yoda was one of my favorites.
Yoda?
Yeah.
Oh, Laryl Holt.
Laryl Holt.
Wasn't he like Carstopper?
That was like episode 10, yeah, or something. Laryl was in my book, Balance Me. Yeah.
Guy. I love
him. Well, after he left, Matt looked at me and he goes, "I think I want to be Laryl when I grow up."
Yeah, no, he was Yoda.
sitting down to talk, well, sitting down for a conversation with Lyril is kind of like a meeting with Yoda and the Oracle. But I remember one thing from that episode, and Matt, there's so many things we've carried from podcast episodes forward into our lives, and we've said a lot. One of his was be a coward. Yeah. Like, so I asked him, it threw me. Like, I wasn't used to doing podcasts that much, but I said, Lyril, who are you? Tell us who you are. And he goes, well, Matt, I'm really just a coward. And I'm a guy looking for something to do. And I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, I was like, because you seem pretty brave. He's like, no, I'm a coward, man. I love to take things and go that no one else is doing and go do them in places where everyone will leave me alone till I get really good at it. And it's like a eloquent way of saying riches and niches. And, you know, and Lyril's just filled with that kind of wisdom and knowledge. And like, there's other things too that have like, I mean, I really did enjoy our Sandy Kemper episodes, Chris Giuliani from Spring Venture Group, Joel Goldberg and Rex Hudler and Jeff Montgomery. Like those were like, we're huge Royals fans in Kansas City. And like Jeff Montgomery, like that's a Royals Hall of Famer. Like some of your employees at Stackify were waiting for him to come out of the podcast studio to interview him.
Well, and we had the mayor on too, Quentin Lucas.
Before he was the mayor.
Before he was the mayor, yeah.
It was funny, his competitor found, when we leaked that on social media, his competitor called and wanted to be on the show, but only if we could come in at 6 a.m. on a Friday and record that. And I literally replied, well, I think Quentin's going to win, so no. And he did. But yeah. You know who two of my favorite guests from KCR? Lauren Conaway and Andrew Morgan. Oh. So much that we brought them into the family. Which one of you guys want to talk about your KC people first?
I'll go. When I started becoming a host on the show, we went through just a lot of e-commerce. We started bringing in a lot of e-commerce focused entrepreneurs and businesses that I've been working with. So we were kind of after the Kansas City, like, you know, we started going digital at that point, or we didn't have to be in person. And so we did a lot of guests that weren't just in Kansas City because it was during the pandemic. So, you know, so that was kind of a change up, I think, for me and Lauren versus you guys and a lot of the people you guys have met. Honestly, I'm honestly thinking about it. I don't know that I have had KC guests.
You were kind of post KC because like both of you came in and I kind of shoved you into the national role. I remember talking to Lauren about that and I was like, hey, we have a worldwide audience, which by the way, do you guys all know that people have listened to this show in 192 different countries? We're talking about Kansas City right now, but 192 countries. Watson and I didn't even know there were that many countries.
We're booming in Israel. In Israel, we're like hot.
Israel,
we're hot.
It's really funny because
Iceland too.
So occasionally, it's funny because we're on the charts in a lot of places, but occasionally we'll be number one in like Zimbabwe or just something weird. And you know, like it's just, I think, yeah. Shout out to all the people.
Morgan's fault.
I mean, I think we're
Lauren.
Yeah,
I was gonna say, I think we've hit every country, but there's a few countries that are questionable of whether or not they're really kind of a country, right? And so, like, the Vatican City, is that a country? I don't know. Like, they're, you know, so I think we've pretty much hit all of them. So, which is really incredible.
That's awesome.
It's crazy. Yeah. Now, one thing, and while Lauren thinks about her Kansas City Hall of Fame. So at one point, I remember discussing on an episode, we wanted to get pretty serious about getting into like the 10 countries we weren't. And we actually crafted what I thought was a brilliant strategy for breaking in for our future North Korean audience. So we know we can't get in there, but we also know that Microsoft failed horribly with the Zune player. So our idea was to load the podcast into the Zune players because we thought we could get a good deal on them and we were going to float them in to North Korea on helium. And that's how we were going to get that off the list. And we were also really struggling with the Isle of Man. And we were really confused. Like, is that just an island with one man on it or more? Like, I don't know, but yeah. So Lauren, Kansas City, does anyone stand out?
I can't even stand it. What?
That the North Korea plan was going to work. That shit was going to work.
You know what? In World War II, they did something similar with like burning rats and crap like that. So I feel like it would have worked. Yes. Did you know that?
Most of the episodes we were going to load were about the quality and smell of a burning rat. So, yeah, that was, yeah. We weren't going to give them the best stuff yet. Yeah, sorry. All right. Lauren, sure. KC, Hall of Fame, who you got?
You guys know this, but and I'm sure some of our listeners know this, but I like fangirl super hard. Like I hero worship some of the guests that I've had. And so those are always the ones that I get like the most excited about. So like Wendy Gillies, who's the exec director of the Kauffman Foundation, like she freaked me right out. I was like, I cannot believe not only do I get to talk to Wendy in a meaningful way, but we're sitting here talking about like pizza toppings. Mm-hmm. You know, like I just thought that was freaking awesome. And we had a really fun, good conversation. You know, I just did one with Lisa Mitchell, who is also a hero of mine, like one of the OGs of Kansas City entrepreneurial development. And now like one of the managing directors at Techstars, which is like this huge monolith of entrepreneurial startup success. And so like those are the ones that I get like really, really geeked about. so those were definitely two of my favorites. You know, and then on the flip side of that coin, I thought that, you know, we just did one with Nadia Igrum. Like I love talking. I just love talking to her. Like I could talk to her. I would have fun talking to her at the bottom of a ravine or out at a bar, you know, like wherever. And so I have like two kind of ends of the spectrum. Either I absolutely worship you and I'm just awed by the fact that I get to talk to you, or you're one you're of welcome. My buddies and I enjoy it.
Creepy, but I think of someone.
I do border on creepy at times. I know that.
That's okay. I'm right there with you. But I did think of one that I want to shout out because it is Colleen from Floral Boom. I didn't think of her as Kansas City because she had just moved from LA, I think. Like, so I was thinking of her as an LA business, but she's local to Kansas City now and killing it.
She's a member of Innovator, right?
I did not know that.
She is.
Okay, so there we go. Double boom. But yeah, Colleen, that episode was really great. I think what she's doing is super innovative with doing like DIY type of floral arrangements and like creating that for our events, like as companies have been more remote and working from home, and ways to bring teams together was just super cool. And so she's had a lot of success. Colleen, I thought of one.
Well,
next
done.
Topic. And by the way, today's episode of Startup Hustle is brought to you by fullscale.io. Go there, check it out. We'll help you build stuff.
They can help you build a soft team quickly and affordably. And I didn't even have to look at my script.
You know what? Let's talk about that for a second, because there's something. All right. So as we've brought on new hosts, I remember talking to everyone and literally giving, and even some of our guest hosts, we'll talk about that in a second, but I remember telling everyone, I'm like, you got to practice your intro. It seems like it'll be easy, but it's probably really hard. What's been the hardest thing about doing the show? Because keep in mind that, well, what's been the hardest part for you as a host to get right, do right, or stay on the right side of? Let's go with Watson first here.
The hardest part is just getting you to actually sit down and do it.
Oh my God. What?
Wow.
He's saying that, so I won't say that about him. 100%.
Well played.
That was actually very well played. Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, I think the hardest thing with anything like this in life is just doing it on a weekly basis and keeping it up, right? It's so easy to procrastinate or find an excuse not to do it or whatever. And kudos to Matt, who has, you know, really kept this alive forever, of religiously getting it done and making it happen. So
it's the team. I just yell about getting it done.
Well, it used to be easy because he'd be like, Matt, just come in here at a certain time, sit your ass down. And when you're done, you're done. That's it. I do everything else. And so I just walk in like a princess. I sit down, eat my green M&Ms and do my thing.
Like a princess, though?
Yeah, like a princess.
Who sent us 4 pounds of green M&Ms? Will you please?
We'll never know.
Listener, literally, we have received some things from people. We had the pens, Penco.
Yeah.
The jewel pens, t-shirts. albums, and then we had always been
getting any of this shit. I'm not getting any of this shit.
When we first hit the charts, Watson, he mentioned he's a princess. Watson then had a writer. He's like, I'm only doing the shit. So like he wanted a tour bus. The tour bus had to have an aquarium with a seahorse in it. It could only have green M&Ms and a minimum of 4 pounds. Like,
isn't that like the Doors thing? Like Jim?
Yeah, it was. No, he didn't really do that, but he did kind of. And that's when I got a money. That's when I got a money gun and started shooting him with money. I think the thing that it has been the hardest for me as a host is to get that fucking money gun to actually shoot the money. My God, what does it take?
It's gimmicky.
Like, there is a YouTube video on the Startup Hustle TV channel. That, well, because it, like, come on. It's like, I mean,
it doesn't work very well.
You're always shaking it, punching it, hitting it, and then finally it shoots, but it always wants to take like 20 bills at the same time, and it doesn't care if they're hundreds. Oh,
that one of the best moments ever.
Former Chief Kevin Lockett gets the chance to shoot the money gun. It's actually working from its first lick. It spits out about 4 $1 bills, and he goes, what? They're only ones? And he just puts it down and goes right back to the episode. Fucking best rock star moment of the entire show. Like, and it was so legit. It was so real. It's like, I'm not shooting this thing off if it's only got ones in it. And I was like, wow.
There was a day I had it loaded up with 100s, I think.
Yes, yes. And I still have some of those.
I loaded it up once.
Really quickly, like,
you also asked Kevin Lockett. You also asked Kevin Lockett if he fumbled a lot when he played. And you did it like right at the beginning of the episode. You said something like, we made like a Chiefs chant or something. And you were like, fumble, Kansas City Chiefs. And Kevin Lockett's here today or something. I was like, dude. All right, Lauren. Andrew,
wait, I just want to point out that this is actually the first time I'm hearing that the money gun doesn't work perfectly. So when I shot the money gun and bobbled it, and like it went like, what, like 20 bills all came out at once, and it didn't work.
That was normal.
You guys made so much fun of me and gave me so much crap. And this is the first time I'm hearing that the money gun did not consistently work. So
that's the joke.
I'm flipping you both off.
It worked twice
right now. Because you elected not to tell me that, you jerks.
Andrew, what has been tough for you as a host?
A lot of it, man. You guys are a few hundred past us, you know? You're a few hundred episodes past us. So what's probably easy for you guys, like, you know, is still fresh for us. It would be sometimes like when I'm really into a conversation and I'm just like, because in some ways, like, I'm fans of some of our guests too. And I've been following their work. Even we had somebody on this, like, his name's Carlos Alvarez. He was on my show a few weeks back. He's like literally has like 50 something businesses. He's an e-commerce giant. They call him the Wizard. I've been a fan a long time. He got on the show. We met through different channels, and he's like, I had no idea you were on Startup Hustle. He's like, I've listened to every episode. And so I just get some of these people, I'm awestruck, you know? And so I'll forget the sponsor spots, like, because I'm just caught up in it. And I'm not, you know, I'm just like in the zone, and I'm like, I'll end it and be like, oh my God, I at least get the beginning and end one, you know? Some of the others would be the timing, just like trying to keep it, you know, you got a good conversation flowing, making sure you're hitting enough about their business and who they are and not just being stuck on one thing. A short amount of time, really, for getting a chance to meet someone so interesting, you know, you're like 40 minutes or 45 minutes. I'm trying to like wrap things up. So it would be just like being aware of those things, losing track of time. You know, talking to people has never been that hard for me. And the one-on-one is way better than even like speaking at a conference or something. One-on-one is just so much easier. So, yeah, I would say it's those things. It's like the little things. It's never the big things. It's just like the little details.
I want to say that, you know, one of the hardest
Watson,
things.
I'm sorry. I've made it so difficult for you. I know it's been tough. I just want to get that out there.
Yeah, dealing with you is difficult. The hardest thing about being a podcast host is scheduling guests. That is the hardest thing about all of it.
Not when you have Matt DeCourcy doing it for you.
I don't do any of it. We got to thank Jessica and Johnny and all that.
When I first started.
And Gigabook. Thank you, Gigabook.
You found this like platform that like introduced people to like guests, and you booked 36 guests for me.
I didn't. I sent out 40 invites. I didn't think they were all going to book.
I was dying. I had weeks where I was doing like 3 or 4 interviews. Like, I had days where I would do like 3 or 4 interviews a day.
I did.
And I had a backlog. Like, Jessica called me once and she's like, I just want you to know that you actually have episodes out until like December. And it was July, Matt. It was July. Like, that's how much of a backlog that I had. So if you're having difficulty, Watson, booking guests, Matt DeCourcy can help you out with that.
There was a new platform that existed for that. It was like, you know, basically like match.com for people that wanted to be on podcasts and whatever. And yeah, I put it in. I just didn't think like, so here's the thing. I sent out about 40 invites with your link. I sent 60 with mine. I got 56 bookings. Yeah. And I literally told Watson about it. And I said, dude, I'll go ahead and run through these myself.
Well, thanks for not pimping me
out. I wasn't
even
going to drag someone else into them. Like, yeah,
I kind of want to stick them on you, Andrew.
No. Yeah, that was rough. So, you know, a couple things. And one thing we didn't thank is some of the sponsors we've had along the way. And, you know, like Silicon Valley Bank kind of has led that charge. Gusto's been out there. We've had organizations in Kansas City. Yeah, yeah. Helium 10. There's been a bunch of them, man. Like Pioneer, the Economic Development Corporation of Kansas City, Lending Standard. There's just been a bunch, and you know, like Sheila Sack and Associates, Pipeline Entrepreneurs, brings me to the next. Yeah, Full Scale for most of them. And by the way, if I had to say the hardest part has been trying to find sponsors on some days. It's not that they're not interested. It's just a lot of work. So we've kind of moved away from that a little bit and tried to find other ways to use this, develop the platform. But thank you for those that have been involved. Now, that said, one of the things that we're rolling out, let's talk about the future for a second, and then what we can go ahead and get on back to whatever we were or we're not doing in Watson's case. Did we get that? No.
Love you, Matt.
I always get the look on Watson's face. Sometimes I see that one.
He's like, I'm doing genius shit. Back off.
You talk about the future. Watson is. What? You know, Matt, can you leave a little meat on the bone for the rest of us? Because all you do is sell companies. Like, hardest part is trying to keep up with Watson is honestly it.
That's now, the kind of friend you need.
I've stopped trying. I'm just like, hey, you do you. You're an example, a paragon.
You guys go get your piece of the pie. Go for it.
Can I just hold $1 million?
How about $2 million?
$2 million. Thank you. Okay.
2 million listens. Well, there you go.
Can I drive one of the cars?
I don't have any fun cars. So
you know what? It's funny. He's down to the camera. Matt and I both went through like a sensibility phase. We're like, you know what? We're getting rid of these fancy cars.
Last night at buying a minivan. So if you want to drive that.
Yeah.
You
Those
let
vans
me know.
Are dope. Now the new vans are dope, and the Jeep.
By the way, I once stole Matt Watson's Ferrari and drove it to the casino to play penny slots in an effort to win my own. Didn't work out that well, but I thought I was going to double up, and then I was good. And anyway, that didn't work out. Much like many businesses. Now part of growing a business and being successful is pivoting and changing and adjusting. We did that a year ago when both of you joined the show, and we're in the process right now of going through the next metamorphosis for the show. For those of you that may or may not have noticed, and some of you may even be celebrating this, I have given up my Friday spots in order to make room for guest hosts and guest series, where our plan going forward with that is to bring in subject matter experts that have an interest in presenting. Like Matt and I felt that we opened some possibilities up by recording a 52-part series. Very topical, very well thought out, and people that are great with stuff. So many, Melissa Vincent was our first test with that last year, and she'll actually be taking over the show for an entire, like a week and a half for 5 straight days talking with people in the Pipeline Entrepreneurship Program. Heather Steppe, who has one of our fellow cast members on Startup Hustle TV, is currently in the midst of rolling out an 8-part series about the cannabis business. And our plan is to keep moving that forward because it's exciting for the guests. I think we're offering fresh content. I think that that's going to be really exciting moving forward. That's one of the changes. And another thing is, you know, we didn't mention this until now. Like, I mean, we have been publishing a web series. Now, we made it halfway through our season one, and we're busy refining that and making it better. Go to YouTube and check out the videos. In regards to that, other than learning how to use a camera, Lauren, what have you learned or not learned?
I swear to God, I'm going to come over and beat your ass. What was the question?
What have you learned? This is our last round here before a quick founders freestyle. But what have you learned or picked up from the video piece? Like, what has been fun or challenging or any of that? Like, what's your quick take on Startup Hustle TV?
Well, so I love being a part of Startup Hustle TV. Like, it's super fun. But what has been really, really interesting to me is, like, it's almost like I'm watching a condensed development cycle. So, like, when we started out, like, because I got to see it start from, like, the ground floor, like, very first episode, it's been really interesting on the back end watching how, like, the processes have been getting refined and, like, how, because, like, when we started, you know, we had these GoPro cameras and we would just, like, capture random stuff that happened in our day and we would talk to the camera sometimes, and now it's like we're slowly getting it down to a science. And so it's been really, really interesting to watch that iterative process and that development process on the creator side. Because I've never seen that before. Like, I've never done a web series before, taken part in a web series before. I've watched them, but being able to watch the full scale team and, like, you and Jessica and Joey and like, and Johnny and, like, the whole team just kind of refine this process that we just keep getting better and better and better has been really, really fun to be a part of and to watch. I don't know. I think it's super cool.
You know, what's interesting is we created that concept assuming that the pandemic might actually end. We wanted it to be a lot more episodic, but as we got into it, the challenge we had to solve was to try to find interesting ways to highlight what it was like. Like, I have a video somewhere and I never published it. It's like my day as an entrepreneur. And it's like, just like every hour I'm like, yeah, I'm still here at my desk. I'm still answering emails. I'm still doing Zoom calls. Like, this is what I do all day. How do I make this shit interesting? So, and we're still challenged with that. Now, we'll be moving into a new office. Andrew, your company is going to join Full Scale at our new Kansas City, Kansas office. And
see you there in a couple of hours.
That'll be a little easier to record a little more I'm in front of the desk content. But Andrew, like, what's your experience been with the video piece?
I think it's been interesting internally. Like, the questions that we go through each week, you know, trying to just be as authentic as possible and answer them in a way that's going to benefit anyone listening or watching, has been challenging for me. Like, these are some of those questions I've never been asked. I've never had anyone spend the time to ask me those or care about my opinion. Like, so, you know, getting to just speak to stuff that maybe you felt or, you know, have thought before, but have never vocalized, and then trying to vocalize that in a way that can help others has been a unique experience for me. And I could piggyback on what Lauren said as well. Just like, anytime you launch something from day one, it's fun to just watch. You know, it's going to change. That's why I never get stuck on what's the best way to launch anything, is I know it's going to change. So it's been cool to be along for the ride and get to meet a lot of the other people on the show that we wouldn't have without it. And I just think it's going to continue to grow and evolve and change, and pushing myself in new areas. We're TV shows, we're podcast hosts. Like, is there anything we can't do? I don't think so.
You know, quick fact about Andrew and Startup Hustle TV. Andrew actually got in trouble with our production team for having too many toilets in the background of his.
What?
True story. Yes, that's real. It's true. The production team said, you know, he's got a toilet in the background of a lot of these videos. What should we do? And I was like, you should call Andrew and ask him to shut the door of his bathroom or Yeah. So, but it was just kind of funny the way they handled it. Now, Matt.
To the listeners, I got to say, first off, I got to defend myself a little bit. I office in the pandemic while my office is getting built with Matt and a tiny home, a container home. So this is in my backyard. And so it is just like a 200 square foot workspace that does have a bathroom and shower. So the doors open because that's where the AC is. It kicks in that window. So it's not like just negligence so much as a really cool workspace. It's not toilet based. I just can't show this. That's been the struggle always, has been how do I show this cool space? So we're working on it. I fixed the toilet issue.
We used the Startup Hustle TV platform to do something I thought was pretty fun and interesting. We had the ability to get regular and periodic updates from Matt Watson and literally documented the founder experience for what it's like to go through an acquisition. I mean, Matt, what's your memory or feedback or anything? Because I'll be honest, there was a couple, I had to drag Matt in front of that camera kicking and screaming a couple of times, but I was like a parent. I was like, you'll regret it. Like, and now, like, you'll want to see it. Now, the interesting thing is I found that to be an amazing video because you can see the stress and the tension and the like all of it. So Matt, like when you went back and watched that video at the end of it, when we had put it together, how did you feel about that?
It was super cool. And so there were two episodes about that. And it was really cool. I'm really glad I did it. And for sure, there were several videos where you could just tell I'm like very frustrated and tired of all this shit. And which was for sure, because it took like 5 or 6 months to finish the acquisition. Drug on forever and ever and ever. Mm-hmm. And now I still work there, working for the man, got a job now. And
how do you feel about that?
Don't ask. Yeah, like... Don't.
I can't confirm or deny, you know, having a job is... Having a job is awesome. I really recommend it.
I point that out to him on some days. You know what, with that whole series, I was so glad that we did it. And you, Matt, I felt like I watched you age.
Yeah.
I have some
gray hairs in my beard now.
The stress. My son and my daughter were counting mine the other day, so don't feel bad. But yeah, you know, I look back at the video piece and Andrew, much like you said, I think it'll evolve, and like we're kind of like at halftime changing the game plan a little bit. One of the things I think is going to be fun is, well, we have the evolution of this office that we're trying to move into. The pandemic keeps fucking with everything we're doing with this video show, but you're going to see a building evolve and like maybe even a block in a community. And I think that that's going to be really fun, as well as getting more people involved in it that aren't like us for, because part of the problem is when we're stuck in our houses, like not everybody has a GoPro. Now, GoPro, I love you and fuck you at the same time. My God, like for real, I know all of you feel the same way. Like now in defense of GoPro, if it wasn't for the GoPro cloud and these cameras, like this would have been a lot more difficult because we made it very streamlined. But God, like everybody, we literally have a whole episode called Camera Science that is like a blooper reel, or all of us fighting them, dropping them, not turning on the sound, pointing them backwards, not having them just be broken, like all of it. And there is not one person in the cast of many. And thanks to Jamie Perkins, thanks to Hernan and the Business Bros, thanks to Joel Johnson at Mixtape and Heather and Kyle at Casey Hemco. And that was our first roll out of that. But yeah, 100% of people, there's no one immune. So Lauren, good news. You aren't the only one that doesn't know how to use a camera. Now, I like to say, since I agreed to play the host role here, I end my episodes with what I like to call the founder's freestyle. I say my episodes because I'm not the only host of Startup Hustle. Make sure you tune in on Tuesdays. Join Andrew Morgans, the founder and CEO of Marknowledge. He's going to talk all about e-commerce and Amazon. Tune in on Thursdays to join Innovate, her CEO. Did I get that right? There you go. Lauren Conaway, who tackles tough issues and a whole lot of other stuff. And now it's time for the Founders Freestyle. I like to give everybody a chance that's on my show to take a minute and sum up what we talked about. What do you take away from this episode? And really, like, what's some good advice that you got out of it? Watson, you have the most freestyle. I did have one guest that rapped. That really happened. Mm. Like, a dude literally freestyled, and he was so proud of it.
Well,
he posted it on LinkedIn. When the episode came out, he was literally on LinkedIn. He's like, and if you want to hear me rap and only hear me rap, you can go to the end. So anyway, Watson, what's your freestyle?
Well, thinking back about all the different episodes and all the different guests and everything, I think one of my favorite thing about Startup Hustle has been some of the guests and just the inspiring stories they have about being an entrepreneur, why they started their company, what they do, and their trials and tribulations, you know, that we all go through as an entrepreneur, right? The highs and the lows. And I just love hearing those stories and love meeting, you know, like-minded people and, you know, people you can relate to and have beers and tears with. So absolutely.
Lauren.
I mean, aside from the fact that the money gun was not wholly user error, like, that's a huge, you know, I just, I really love this show. And I loved the show before the several co-hosts on it. But I'm just honored to be a part of it. Like, I think that as a team, you know, first Matt, you know, Andrew and I came on, but I think that we do a really strong job of showing entrepreneur, and sometimes it's really tackle, and sometimes it's really philosophical, sometimes it's emotional. You know, I've had guests come close to tears on all, you know, being able to showcase and display and help people know that they're not alone. It's like, it's such a huge honor. And I'm really glad to be a part of it, you know? So thank you, everybody. Mic drop.
Andy?
I'm here for Matt Watson, but I just want to be close to him.
I do.
No.
There's a huge Matt Watson fan club out there. Like, we, like, some of our most popular comments are like, bring back more Matt and Matt. I'm like, I don't know how to take that, by the way.
Well, they anyway. Came here Matt for Watson. You and now they got introduced to us, and you know,
I think we're pretty so. Cool.
we say they came here for Matt.
No, but in all seriousness, honestly, yeah, I like just being involved with DeCourcy has been a mentor of mine and a colleague, and he's always innovating and finding ways to do stuff smarter. And that's a good person for me to be around. So what started as, you know, just being a guest has turned into a friendship, has turned into now we're peers and building stuff together and just having fun with this team. Honestly, I like being part of a team. So I've been, as much as it's been, I think I was surprised to meet so many guests that really inspired me. And really just wanted to be a part of this team. So it's a mixture of both. I said some of that earlier, just like having conversations with people that are passionate about e-commerce and entrepreneurship has been refreshing instead of just always talking Amazon. I live and breathe and sweat and cry and tear Amazon, but getting a chance to just talk to other people and their stories and getting those stories out of them reminds me of mine. And I think that's some of the best stuff that's come out of it is just being able to connect with people that are so different in all different places of the world. You know, I recorded recently in, where was that? It was 9 PM. So it was somewhere on the other side of the world, you know, but I like point being like just getting to meet people all over the world, is awesome. And, you know, if you were trying to be like, I don't know where to start building a business, or I'm like, if you haven't listened to even my 55 episodes of e-commerce, I'm telling you, I'm talking to really brilliant people that share a lot of great insight. You could get well on your way to knowing quite a bit about what's going on in the industry just by listening on Tuesdays, not to give a shameless plug. But, you know, if you're passionate about those things, you can plug into one of us as a host and get like some really good stuff. So when you're proud of the stuff you're making, you know, like I really believe this is great value and these guests have so much to share. It's easy to be excited about it. And that comes through the show. So, yeah, I could talk about it forever, but this has been probably the best part of the last, you know, year or 18 months, just being on the show and getting to meet so many cool people.
quick before I want to piggyback off of something that Andrew Morgan said, and I'll be really quick, but I just want to say, Matt DeCourcy, thank you. Like, I don't think the listeners at home know how actively involved you are in our lives, you know, people within the entrepreneurial community here in Kansas City and beyond. And so I just wanted to say thank you, man. You're a rock star. Watson, you're pretty cool too, but DeCourcy,
yeah,
like,
I mean,
he's like the mentor, you know, Don.
You know, like I said earlier, he's been the one that's always made this happen and kept it going. So
he's a doer. He's a doer.
Yeah. Big thanks to Matt for that one.
For Matt DeCourcy.
Thanks.
That's right. We're going around in circles.
That was at least that. This was a live show, right? You guys heard out there listening. That was 15,000 people clapping. I'm just surprised that we found that many people that were fully vaccinated and had cards to come to this live event. Overall, like, I mean, if I had to sum it up, first off, like, thank you, you guys. It's meant a lot to me to be able to share this platform with Andrew and Lauren, it's been a lot of work to get it to that point. And I just felt that along the way that it was just silly to not bring a bigger, wider lens to all of it. And I want to continue to do that. For Watson and I talk a lot about how much we've just enjoyed doing the show, like whether it's with guests or together. And on some levels, it's just like a little bit of escapism and then a healthy dose of realism and learning. Like, I mean, I tell people now that I've graduated from Startup Hustle University because I look at the people we get to talk to and like, what's an hour of that person's time like really worth? And you get that like real one-on-one thing, you know, but really in the end, the thing that probably means the most to me is the people that listen. Because once again, like none of this happens if people aren't listening or paying attention. And, you know, there have been so many people that have reached out from all over the world. Like we had the dude in Germany that would listen on the train every day. We had the chicken guy, Edward, who had like a chicken ranch. We have a 69-year-old tech entrepreneur who says we're his digital guides. We have a founder from Australia that I didn't even know was following until I published my fuck you failure video. And she was like reaching out being like, you guys are the voice and helping us realize, like Lauren likes to say, that I'm not doing this alone, like the vulnerability and like not being afraid to talk about how we suck on some days. And, you know, and then like, I just think overall, like the guests in general, because especially as this has grown, like I love seeing how excited they are to be on the show. Like, I mean, and just like, and how much that means to them and them reposting and them feeling proud of it or boasting and like, and that feels good. And then just really like, I love seeing how seriously our team takes it. Like they're the ones that make it happen. I mean, Watson, you are a princess, but then if that's the case, I'm the prince. Cause all I do is show up and talk to the mic. And, but here's the thing. None of that happens without Johnny, without Jessica, without Joey, without Mitch and all the people in Cebu at the Full Scale office that make it happen. And guess what? We're like the post office, man. We deliver pretty much every day. So it's got to come out. It comes out at the same time every day. We hold strict to those standards. And we try, and you know, like, I think we're pretty committed to creating something that doesn't suck. Like, from everything from sound quality to guest quality to like thinking about what we want to talk about and being critical with ourselves sometimes, you know, like no one will tell Matt Watson that he was terrible on the podcast faster than me. And the same.
Shocker.
Right, Matt?
Yeah, right. Matt was terrible on the podcast.
That's usually what we hear. But I mean, honestly, like the ability to do this with some of my best friends and people that I admire. And like, I mean, Lauren, like I'm such a Lauren Conaway fan and so proud and happy of what you do and watching that grow. And if anything we can, could, or did do helped any of that, that's fucking awesome. And like, the thing is like Lauren shows up and does, like I will often call Lauren and be like, I couldn't do what you do, man. Like, how many times have I have I led with that? I'm like, I couldn't, yeah. I don't know how you do it. And, yeah. But the thing is, but someone needs to do it. And I know I can't do it. It's not what I'm good at. And so being able to support that and innovator and like all of it has been really important. And then Andrew, I've been, you know, kind of the loose mentor or whatever you want to call it, but we've become friends. We've gone to rock. We've gone backstage to rock shows and stuff like that. And like really had a good time. I'm watching your business evolve. And I'm glad that you're able to get involved, like with the new office we're going to and all of that. And like really in the end, like, thank you. Like, I'm just so humbled by anyone and everyone that pays attention. And I think it's fair to go ahead and end this episode there. You guys cool with that?
Yep. Thank you, Israel. Number one. We're number one on the
chart. Thanks, everybody.
See y'all next time.
Startup Hustle's brought to you by Fullscale.io, helping you build a software team quickly and affordably. Make sure you reach down and hit that subscribe button, then come find us on Instagram. See you next time.